Well, Army, welcome to a brand new episode of Pittsburgh's News with Ryan and Charles. I'm Ryan Jacoby.
And I'm Charles Stockhausen. And this week's sponsor is paper, as Ryan has proclaimed and gotten for us. So if you need to go write things down, you know what the best place to do that is?
On paper.
Exactly. Yeah. Not your bathroom stall doors, not your tables, not your ceilings, and not your hand. It's paper, everybody. So go ahead and pick yourself up a pack and, you know, white or brown or green, pink, all of the papers out there. Get yourself some paper and, you know, write something. Just go write. It's a good thing to do.
Yeah.
And paper can help you get there. So something we're going to do this week is a new section I like to call Pit Stop Facts. It's punny. Yeah, you can leave now if you want. But just the quick facts are Penn State beat Pitt 51-6. It was a terrible game. It was, you know, just really sad to watch.
Yeah.
And then the Steelers tied the Browns 21-21. But other news, aside from sports, because this isn't sports talk in the Berg or anything like that, we got the Travel Extra, which proclaims to be Ireland's top travel, like, what do I want to say, like informant, I guess. But anyway, it states that Pittsburgh is on a list for a Dublin nonstop flight, and they will reveal this on Wednesday. So keep a heads up if you want to go to Ireland, specifically Dublin. You'd have a nonstop flight. It's going to be Pittsburgh and Toronto are on the list. So we'll see what happens Wednesday.
Yep.
And now to our main stories.
Yep. The first thing we have is the Cookport Fair.
Ooh.
So it is likely going to involve some food, but,
well, I mean, of course, if you know, it's a fair.
Yeah. Yeah. It is, actually, I'll go over the mission start, after, but, the Cookport Fair includes many different events, throughout the week, including horse pulls, pony shows, games, and activities for all ages, entertainment, carnival rides, and a variety of foods.
Because, you know, variety of foods, again, is needed for a fair, as well as horse pulls, which I assume is just you getting pulled by a horse, or horses pulling heavy things. Maybe it's like a horse strength competition.
Or a human is pulling a horse.
That would be interesting. I doubt it's that, but I would want to see that. I'm not going to lie. Pony shows are, of course, ponies, and games and activities. Speaking of which, Ryan, I said we'd play an improv game, so we need to get this done real quick before we continue with the Cookport Fair. We're not going to leave this out. All right. So improv game, really simple.
All right.
So letters A to Z, you start with A, and we have to say a type of, not type, but like a food.
Okay.
All right, ready? So go ahead, A.
Apples.
Bananas.
Cherries.
Dino chicken nuggets.
Eggs.
French fries.
Guacamole.
Yeah, all right. I'm glad that we all have to keep doing this. All right, now where are we on guacamole? Ham and cheese. Ham. Why am I saying and cheese? Just ham.
Ice.
Jello.
Kelp.
Lemonade.
Meat.
Wow, just meat. Come on, you can come up with something like mozzarella cheese. Come on.
All right, mozzarella cheese.
Cheese. Okay, so now we have N for. Ooh, nah, man, why is this so difficult? Like, you'd figure there's a lot of foods out there. Oh, man, so N. So as you can tell, I'm really bad at this. I even pulled up the alphabet. I'm not going to lie. Oh, God, what is N?
Nuggets.
Nuggets. Man, I really did nuggets. I mean, I dinosaur chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
We'll do nugs. Just go with nugs.
All right, that's fine.
Nuggets of gold. That way it's kind of like a candy. It's actually a bubble gum. Anyway, continue.
Octopus.
People do eat octopus. P for
piranha. Think of
I don't know.
People think of a vegetable.
Like, well, I'm still piranha or peas. Yeah, right. I don't know. People probably eat piranha, right?
I was thinking peas, but
either way, like, all right, peas or piranha. But I'm saying people probably eat piranha. Jeez.
Oh, Q.
Q. Yeah. Oh, how do you feel about this one?
Oh, Q is hard.
Yeah, I can't even think of a regular Q word in general. What do you got?
I don't know. Quidditch. Something.
Did you say Quidditch?
Quidditch.
Quidditch.
Something like you see in Harry Potter?
Yeah, Quidditch is a game.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know any foods that start with Q. All
right, well, let's see if there's any foods that start with Q. Food with Q. Generator for question? No. Q cups. Sure. Or quinoa. Yeah, there's quinoa. That's a thing. All right. Rotisserie chicken or rotisserie rabbit, depending on which one. I assume people would prefer chicken than rabbit, but continue. All
right. Sauce.
Sauce. Gotta get that sauce. Turtle soup. It's illegal in most places, but still, turtle soup is a food.
Oh, you is hard.
What would be a U with? Unbridled flavor of spices. I don't know.
I'm not even sure that's the same, but okay.
Sure. V, vegetables.
Easy. W, how about
water chestnuts?
That or watermelon?
Oh, okay, that too. So I'm going to go that there's nothing with an X. Asparagus. There we go.
I'm not even sure that's a thing.
It's asparagus.
All right.
Or chemical X. There you go.
All right.
What else? Why?
Why?
Because I want to know.
All right. You got me in the pickle here. Why?
Just yellow.
Yellow bananas.
Yellow squash. Yellow squash. Z. Zucchini. All right, there we go. Play your improv game. Anyway, back to the Cookport Fair. That was painful. I am so sorry.
It's okay.
But, like, I looked up improv games right before we started because I remembered, and I was like, man, all these seem way too far, so let's just – or hard, not far. So let's do the alphabet. But anyway, back to the Cookport Fair. Good, Ryan.
Admission is $5 for people 4 years and older. It is located at 2048 Route 240 Highway. It's in Commodore, PA, 15279.
Commodore.
Or 729, excuse me. You can email info@visitindianacountypa.org, or you can call 724-254-4613.
And it's a recurring event. It happens every year in Cookport.
Yep.
So if you want a fair, you want activities, and you want to see some, you want to play a better game or have better entertainment than this, go to the Cookport Fair.
Yeah. the fair this year is September 12th to the 15th.
Okay, that's a lot of days to get there. Hopefully it doesn't rain, which, I mean, it probably will. Not gonna lie.
Yeah. Try to stay out of the rain.
Yeah, try to stay out of the rain. That's gonna happen anyway. So pretty much, don't go outside to a fair. But anyway, so then we have the Pan Fall Coin Show. There are more than 80. I read that completely wrong. There are more than 100 tables and 80 dealers eager to buy, sell, or trade coins, paper money, tokens, metals, gold, silver, and bullion. I thought bullion was like a type of like you put bullion cubes in soup. I don't know though.
Yeah, that bullion does exist for soup, but I don't know about currency.
Well, the Pan Fall Coin Show offers a very active kids program as part of the coin show. Children under 18 years of age learn about rare coins through talks, filling date folders. Giveaways and a kids auction using pan dollars that are earned and provided. So you want to go earn some pan dollars, kids? Go do this. Don't get a real job. Do this. Collect coins. Sell coins. It's a perfect way to build your financial gains, I guess. That was difficult. The program is presented on Saturdays during the convention and is family-friendly with a positive environment for learning and more for learning and fun. Sorry. For more information, go to http://. Visit moroville.com/events, whatever. So you have a coin show on there. Do you collect coins?
I do not.
You don't collect coins?
No. But I do have a coin jar in case I need some extra change.
Yeah, coin jar. You see, now that's recently. I had a pig that I had since I was like, I want to say 7. It did not have a bottom in it, so like I couldn't uncork it, just get the change out. So I've been building coin, like money, for what is that, like 12 years, something like that, more than a decade. And I finally broke it open, and I have yet to count the money, but I have 2 like freezer bags full of quarters, pennies, dimes, and like nickels, like each, like separately, like not 2 freezer bags like with coins, but like separated coins.
Man, Charles, you're loaded with change.
I know, I'm loaded with change, but I want to get a count. Like, I got to count it myself because I don't put it in one of those machines, because they're like, oh, we'll take a percentage of it. And it's like, I don't want that percentage. But speaking of rare coins, I have, I think, 3 Sacagawea dollars in that piggy bank. So go to the Fall Coin Show, and I wonder if they're only worth a dollar. They might actually only be worth a dollar, but at least there I can do something with them, right? I mean, because if you take a Sacagawea dollar to like a convenience store, I'm going to assume that they say, no, that's not a real thing. Like whenever you take a $2 bill to a convenience store.
Yeah. The coin fair is September 13th to the 15th.
Yep, and apparently admission is free. Location is Moroville Convention Center, 279. Oh, God, I didn't read that right. 2790 Moss Side Boulevard, 15146, Pennsylvania, 15146. Wait, what? Why is that?
I don't know.
Why did you put the zip code twice?
Or I didn't. That was just from the website I got it from.
Weird.
Yeah.
Make me look like a lunatic. Speaking of... No, that's a bad transition. I don't want to make it. Speaking of parties and coins, I don't know. We got the Mexican Fiesta dinner. So you can enjoy a taste of Mexico featuring our all-new favorite Mexican Fiesta buffet. Why is reading so hard for me today? Hola! That's in the thing. I'm not trying to do anything there. It's time for Fiesta featuring the flavor, sounds, and dances of our neighbor to the south, Mexico. A summer evening on the water filled with fabulous food, cool tropical drinks, and the music. I don't want to butcher this.
Garacho Latin dance band.
There we go. Plus, Miguel from the band will teach us how to salsa and merengue and more. See, so you can learn to dance again, Ryan. You're going to be like a dancing king by the end of this like season.
Yeah.
So join us and spend, well, join them and spend an evening with friends south of the border right here on a Pittsburgh Riverboat tour.
Yep. And it is September 12th. It is from 6:30 to 9. And you can contact Amanda Troop at 412-355-7980.
Yeah, go do some cool things. Get the Mexican Fiesta going on. I don't really like. I don't know. I mean, like, I get why they wrote it like this. I'm now picking apart an article. This is now Pittsburgh's Grammar Review. I don't like how they wrote this. It's weird. Yeah. And also, they have "and" instead of "an," and that made me feel bad because I tried to read over it and it didn't work out for me. However, I do want to go though because I quite enjoy tropical drinks. Whether it be alcoholic or non-alcoholic, because I don't just the fruitiness. I love fruit and something other than like Pepsi or like, you know, your soft drinks that are here or water. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, I want something different. Maybe like, I don't know, agave. Is that something you just drink straight? Probably not.
But I could go for a good, nice pina colada.
Pina colada? Pina coladas are pretty solid. Oh, did you get them frozen?
Yeah. Frozen pina coladas.
Jeez. Oh, that's what I need to do. Maybe I just need to get a slushy.
We'll take a road trip up to Sheetz down the street and get a slushy.
No, I'm not getting a slushy from Sheetz. I got a way better place to get slushies from. Which, you know where that place is? The Mexican Fiesta Diner or dinner. Go have some fun. It'll be a good time. You'll probably be inside. I mean, it's the Riverboat Tour, so you'll be inside but outside on the water. River's doing pretty okay right now. I mean, the rain's awful, but hopefully the river will calm down so you can go have a good time.
Yep.
Speaking of good times, though, see, now that's a good transition. Go ahead, Ryan.
We have the American Parkway Drive Reverence North American Tour 2018.
Yeah, those opening, if you're curious, too, it's a music festival. And the opening artists are August Burns, Red, The Devil Wears Prada, Polaris General, and Mission. And Polaris. General Mission, all ages. This show is indoors, presented by Premier West North Shore and Opus One. Ticket pricing is okay. You have clumped all of this together, and it is making me mess up so hard.
I try to be
professional, Ryan. I try.
I am so sorry. I will finish reading.
No, you can do the other portion. All right. Ticket pricing is $28. Well, $28.50. Your advanced ticket pricing is $33. Day of the show. So what? Oh my God! Whatever. Read the rest. I've lost steam completely.
It's fine. Opening artists are August Burns, Red, The Devil Wears Prada, and Polaris.
Have you heard of any of them?
No.
I've heard of Polaris. It's pretty good. I mean, I think I've probably heard a couple songs by them as well. But I mean, The Devil Wears Prada, I'm fairly certain that's. I mean, isn't that a musical and like a movie?
I think so. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, I mean, like, it is. I don't know. August Burns Band as well. Anyway, so yeah. But I mean, I pretty much read the rest of it, except now it's separated instead of being in, like, tiny font and in gray. Jeez, people. Ryan, I'm looking at you. I mean, like, I didn't put anything in this in there, so I'm not really...
That's fine. I'll take responsibility for it, but...
Yeah, you're darn right you will.
Yeah, the tour is located at Stage AE on the North Shore, 400 North Shore Drive in downtown Pittsburgh. It is from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., and it starts on September 13th.
Yeah, I mean, I assume it's only a one-day thing, right?
I'm not particularly sure, but it starts on September 13th.
All right, well, then go get your tickets. They're still only $28.50. You only spend $33. Even though, I guess if you look at it, you spend $33, you're paying $11 to see each band. And that's not too terrible to go see a concert. I mean, live music is great. Like, would you agree?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Which favorite band you ever seen?
That's a toughie, but probably A Day to Remember.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
Were you for the house party tour?
No. No, but okay. Now that I'm hearing about it, I'm seriously regretting that.
Well, yeah, I think, well, it was, what, 2-3 years ago, something like that? But it was pretty exciting. I assume then you saw them where? KeyBank or wherever that is now?
I didn't see them at all, but I do.
You just said, what is your favorite band that you've seen live?
I haven't seen, I've been to concerts before. That was just because I was working the event.
Oh, you were working the event. Okay, see, now that's fair. All right, so so you were working the concert for A Day to Remember, correct?
Not A Day to Remember. I was working a concert, or I was working some events over the summer with the Wild Things.
Ryan, what concert is your favorite concert you've been to? I don't care if you were working. I just want to know who.
A Day to Remember, man.
You just said you didn't go to that concert.
I'm sorry, man. I don't go to concerts that often.
Ryan, have you or have you not seen A Day to Remember
live? I've listened to music, but I've not seen them live.
Okay. So what band have you seen live that you liked? If just you can give me a name, I don't. You can just give me a place. You are making this way more confusing than it has to be.
Stage AE.
Okay, Stage AE. What kind of music?
Rock music.
It was rock. Okay, so you don't remember the band?
No.
Okay, that's fine. All right, but Stage AE, perfect venue, amazing. Now, to give a more straightforward answer, not to have to pull it out of someone's teeth, of Monsters of Men is my favorite band that I've seen live. If you don't know them, they are a Norwegian band. They're more like a Norwegian folk band, but they were phenomenal. And they were also at Stage E, because Stage E is like the best place to go see concerts in Pittsburgh, in my opinion. I mean, unless your band is coming to like a smaller venue like a Mr. Smalls or Moosehead or wherever that place is called. Man, I really hate myself for not doing concert venues. But anyway, if you want to go to American Eagle, or yeah, the American Eagle stage, right? Yeah, why did I not think that was correct? To see August Burns Red, The Devil Wears Prada, and Polaris, go ahead and get some tickets, $28.50 or $33 the day of the show.
Yep. And for those of you who like wine and beer, this is definitely for you.
Otherwise, I'm not going to make that joke. I'm sorry.
All right.
Be very rude. Most of you know where I was going with that.
Yeah.
But anyway, you like wine and beer. Ryan, I didn't want to cut you off, but go ahead.
It is the New Kensington Wine and Beer Festival.
Oh my goodness, tell me more.
At the Wine and Beer Festival, there will be tastings, live entertainment, local artists, local authors, street performers, vendors, food trucks, and it's free to attend.
But I love free.
It's free to attend, but you do have to pay for the tastings.
I don't know. That's just rude.
Yep.
But I mean, I understand.
Yeah, it is $20 for the samples.
$20 a sample or $20 to just sample everything?
For the sample everything.
Oh, I mean, that's not too terrible. I mean, you got to taste good things. And I mean, in my experience, craft beers and wines, and well, wine altogether, but craft beers, though, they taste pretty good. So you want to sample that stuff and only $20? Psh, that's easy.
Yep. It is located at 5th.
Sorry, I meant to say cheap instead of easy. Sorry.
Yeah. It is located at 5th Avenue, $20 for the samples. It's located in New Kensington, PA. It is from 6 to 9. You can contact Linda Pozzuto at linda@akstrong.com, or you can call her at 724-224-3400. And it starts on September 14th.
Yeah. And if you don't want to go there, if you just want to go for free as well, and not pay for the wine, beer, and tastings, or if you're just under 21, you cannot pay for the wine, beer, and tastings. There's live entertainment, local artists, local authors, street performers, vendors, food trucks, and who doesn't love a good food truck? Oh, my God.
Oh, I love food trucks, man.
I am so hungry right now.
Me too.
But you can go and do that as well. So it'll be a good time all around, family-friendly event, and it's for all ages.
Yeah.
And, you know, Ryan, we need to go.
Yeah.
We need to do things outside of this radio show together.
Yeah, we do.
And, you know, maybe go to a concert that you remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put me on the spot.
Oh, no, I already put you on the spot. I was literally like all the way on the floor asking you the questions because you were not giving me straight answers.
All right, fair enough.
Speaking of being on the floor, though, you like getting scared? I don't. That's why I hit on the floor. Scare House is opening back up. The 2018 Scare House season is upon us. If you can't tell, I really like Halloween and Scare House. Well, I've never actually been to Scare House, but I really like Halloween and haunted houses, even though I am a big wimp when it comes to these things. Well, haunted houses, not Halloween. I love Halloween. Anyway, now that I've ran around in a circle three times, let's talk about Scare House. Scare House has been ranked as one of America's scariest Halloween attractions by Travel Channel and has been featured on Good Morning America, USA Today, CBS News, ABC News, BuzzFeed, because everybody knows, you know, that's the only news choice that matters. I'm joking. Ford's Late Night with Seth Meyers, Geek and Sundry. Oh, my God, really? Geeks? I never really knew they were a respected news source, though, but they're a phenomenal place as well. And many other national media outlets. I'm glad that those are the ones they picked then. If there's other national, it doesn't matter. Haunt updates for 2018. So the Pittsburgh Zombies returns, the next chapter in our ghoulish tribute to Pittsburgh's Living Dead legacy. Excuse me, I had to burp off. There's a brand new apocalypse in the zombie capital of the world. The basement is a separate attraction for adults 18 years of age or older, and you must sign a waiver to enter. So Scare House is open on select dates from December to November. For more information or to buy tickets, please visit scarehouse.com. Wow, that is such an easy like tagline. You just have to go to scarehouse.com. You don't have to read no numbers, nothing like that. But if you're wondering where Scare House is, You go to Aetna PA 15223, 118 Locust Street. There we go. And it's $17.99 and up for admission. And yeah, so just go to Scare House, man.
It is from 7 to 11. You can contact Noah Welter at info@scarehouse.com, or you can call at 412-781-5885.
Yeah, see, I like just going to scarehouse.com. It's so much easier.
Yep.
And plus, you're probably listening on a computer if you're listening at all. And so you can just go and type in up that search bar. But don't X out of this, because there's clearly more amazing content coming your way. So Ryan, Scarehouse and or haunted houses in general.
Oh, I love haunted houses, man.
You do? Yeah. So, all right. So you kind of guy who's like in the front of the line or in the back of the line?
Front of the line.
Really?
Yeah. Get the front row scare, man.
Wow. You have larger guts than I, sir.
Yep.
Okay. So riddle me this. See if we can know this one. What's your favorite haunted house you've been to? Oh, yeah. I'm giving you the eyes. Everyone knows.
I haven't been to one as of recent, but I do like the Garfield's Nightmare at Kennywood. But I'm not even sure that even qualifies as a haunted house.
I don't know if that does. I mean, it's Garfield. I would assume that it's not a real... Yeah. Okay, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt here. It probably is a pretty good attraction. I mean, honestly, it probably is. However...
And there's also... there's that water park in Erie, PA. I forget what the name of it is.
Okay, all right. Is there a haunted thing there?
Yeah, it's like half water park, half amusement park.
Idlewild and Soak Zone?
No, it's somewhere in Erie.
I don't. Okay, sure. All right, so half water park. So that place. So pretty much you've been to amusement park haunted houses then.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so you got like your teenage. It's pretty much a jump scare. All right, again, still bigger guts than I.
Yeah.
So all right, I mean that's pretty cool. But you ever been to like Hundred Acre Manor? Any like specifically haunted houses? Not like amusement parks transfigured into haunted houses. It doesn't have to be a favorite. I'm just curious if you've been to.
I think I have, but it's been a long distant memory.
So what you're saying is that you went through, you pooped your pants, and now you don't want to think about it anymore. You're repressing the memory, right?
Okay, for one, I did not go in my pants, and I honest to God don't remember.
It's okay, you can tell me. I'm a psychologist, clearly. Ryan.
You're killing me here, Charles.
Tell me how you feel. Well, how does it make you feel? You feel scared?
I'm not scared.
No, you're not scared? So you're going to go to the basement and scare house with me?
Sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'm not 21, but...
You don't have to be 21. You have to be 18.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm old enough to be in there, so... Why not? We'll go. We'll take a trip up there together.
God. All right.
I'll drive, so...
You have a car on campus?
I don't have a car, but I do know how to drive.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, I know how to drive, too, but if you don't have a car, what's the point of knowing how to drive? What are we going to do? Build one in the next, like, what, week?
If I had the money to get the parts, then probably. But I don't have the money, so that...
We're going to drop this conversation. You have to buy the parts, then you have to get a garage to where you can build the car. You're pretty much putting it... Whatever. But I am interested if you really do want to go to this, the basement.
Yeah.
I've never been, and I've heard good things in the sense of, like, it's phenomenally scary. But at the same time, I'll probably be the one then that episode who had then pooped my pants. However, the Pittsburgh Zombies, that's interesting because I don't know exactly what it is, but I do believe that it is one where like zombies come after you and you can shoot zombies. And that is very interesting to me because I've always wanted to be in a zombie apocalypse. And like, I know what you're saying, world. I mean, like real zombie apocalypse, that would be phenomenally awful. But, you know, I'm willing to give it a shot, you know, for a one-day apocalypse.
Yeah. And remember our story from last year about the zombie apocalypse.
Hey, man. I got here, all right? That's all that matters.
Yep.
But speaking of zombies, we got a zombie-themed pop-up bar coming to downtown Pittsburgh in October. So the Zombie Den Bar of the Living Dead pays homage to the 50th anniversary George Romero's Night of the Living Dead. I didn't know it's already been 50 years. Not that I was, like, alive whenever it came out or that I really care. But, like, 50 years, that's a long time since it came out. Because, like, I saw it was quality. So Pittsburgh is known for zombies thanks to its role in the classic Undead film. However, they were not called zombies in that film. They were called ghouls, just to clarify. I want to be a nerd and let everybody know what I know to make myself feel better. The Zombie Den opens select nights beginning October 3rd through November 3rd. It is located in the historical original Oyster House. Oh, okay. So that's right next to the... Oh, God. What is that place? It's a sub place in Market Square. It's really easy to find. So some themes from The Night of the Living Dead were shot in the basement of the original Oyster House. That's even cooler. I will go there more often, even though I was very dissatisfied with my service there, but that's beside the point. Inside the Zombie Den, guests will enter an environmental designed to be a safe house during a zombie outbreak in Pittsburgh. There will be zombie-themed cocktails, and the zombie den will be filled with emergency protocols, including safety signs, beacon lights, and other tools the patrons may find useful for surviving the night. So what I'm hearing is you're going to go there, you're going to have a bunch of people drinking zombie-themed cocktails, and you're going to give them lights and stuff to blind each other, or it'll just look cool, one or the other.
Yeah.
I mean, that's to me, like, being a big zombie nerd as I am, that sounds amazing. I want to go to this 100%. And even if I didn't, I want to go see it. Like, even not, I don't know if, like, yeah, you have to be, like, able to get into a bar, because I think you can still get into a bar even if you're not 21, but I don't know how they do
that. I'll be 21 in, like, 5 months. But
5 months, that's not enough time, Ryan. We need to go to get, fine, I'll find new friends. It's fine.
I'm sorry.
You don't want to build a time machine for me to go back into the future, go grab your 21st birthday driver's license, and come on back. No, I understand. It's cool. Even I guess that really wouldn't even work. If you go in the future and then you come back, the dates are all still the same. Does not matter. So, yeah, the Zombie Den opens in, like, October 3rd. And, I mean, I haven't seen too many pop-up bars in general, but the pop-up bar idea is awesome to me, especially for zombies, because I don't think a zombie bar could last throughout the whole year. It wouldn't. But it'd be really cool to see the Oyster House then become host to a bunch of different pop-up bars. Because I know recently they just did, like, the Office pop-up bar somewhere. And that would be pretty cool. I don't know. Just a lot of themed bars are fun.
Yeah.
New generation, I guess. I don't really know. I'm not a marketing person. But would you be interested? Do you like zombies?
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Favorite zombie movie?
The Living Dead.
The Living Dead.
Yeah.
So Night of the Living Dead or just The Living Dead? I'm fairly certain The Living Dead is not a movie.
Yeah, the Night of the Living Dead.
Is that just because the one you know right now, or you just like, or is it your favorite? Because it's a quality movie. I'm not going to say anything about it, but
yeah, legit.
Okay. All right. Fine. Second favorite.
I think that's the only movie I ever saw.
First he's seen Data, remember, then he hasn't seen Data, remember, then he wants to see Data, remember, then he's never seen Data, remember again, and now he loves zombie movies, he loves zombies, but he's only seen one movie. I mean, it's okay. I understand. You can love zombies by only seeing one movie. The culture itself is enough, and, like, going online and things like that. But, come on! You gotta at least, like, know another zombie franchise. There's a bunch of them. Like, in pop culture in general, zombies have kind of eaten their way into it, pun intended.
I gotta watch more.
Yeah, you gotta watch more. God, may I suggest Resident Evil, Scouts Guide to the Apocalypse, and what's the other one? Warm Bodies. It's a good movie. Some people may diss me for that, but you know, it's because it's a love story. But it's a quality love story. It's a Romeo and Juliet of the zombie world, and it's fun to watch. Now is, like, the whole dynamic of it complete not garbage, but not supported by fact. Yes, however, still a good movie. You should go watch it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That is my suggestion of zombie movies, and we will talk way more about zombies as Halloween approaches, because actually, no, it's Tuesday. Dang it. We won't have a podcast exactly on Halloween. We'll have it the day before.
Drats. Yeah, as Halloween does not fall on Tuesday.
No, you're right. Yo, no, hey, man, I know.
and
it really sucked.
Don't you turn 22 that day?
Yeah, really sucked turning 21 on a Tuesday. It was just a great time.
If I can pull the strings, we might be able to pull something off.
But that just sounds that right. Okay, first off, that sounded really creepy. Okay, I'm not gonna say anything about that. And the second thing, I really don't care. It's okay. Like not having that whole thing doesn't even matter to me. I've always worked on my birthday anyway. But anyway, so zombie themed pop up bar in downtown Pittsburgh, original Oyster House. Go ahead down there, October 3rd. Have a good time. And you know what else you should do after that zombie themed bar and or before? Go to Scare House or 100 Acres Manor. Go get the crap scared out of you and then put some crap back into your body, because we all know drinking's bad for you, kids. And then, you know, of course, the Kensington Wine and Beer Festival, the Parkway Drive Reverence North American Tour 2018, Mexican Fiesta Dinner, the Panfall Coin Show, and the Cookport Fair. All of these things happening around you in Pittsburgh, PA, as well as the Wednesday announcement of, well, I guess actually tomorrow, announcement of if Pittsburgh will get a nonstop flight to Dublin, because who does not love Ireland?
Yep, and with that, we have to wrap up here, but be sure to tune in next week as Charles and I go talking about more upcoming events in Pittsburgh.
Yep, one more time. Thank you to our sponsors, Paper.
Yep. And before...
God, I got a hair in my throat. I'm so sorry.
Yep. In case you missed that, our sponsor this week is Paper. Go get some paper for your writing needs.
Yeah.
All right, and with that, we will be on the air next week.
Toodaloo. Mm-hmm.